It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Travis Scott will be joining Maroon 5 for the Super Bowl halftime show in Atlanta on February 3rd. Jay-Z, who has been very critical of the NFL due to its treatment of Colin Kaepernick and claims to have turned down the league's offer to perform in the past, is apparently trying to convince Travis Scott to not perform with Maroon 5 for the Super Bowl halftime show. Maroon 5 and Travis Scott still have not officially been confirmed to perform by the NFL, although it is believed that they will. Andy Cohen made an exciting announcement on Watch What Happens Live last night.
Tonight, I want you to be the first to know that after many years of careful deliberation, a fair amount of prayers, and the benefit of science, if all goes according to plan, in about 6 weeks' time, I am going to become a father. Thanks to a wonderful surrogate who is carrying my future. Family means everything to me, and having one of my own is something that I have wanted in my heart for my entire life.
I'm going to cry.
It's very exciting.
I love Andy Cohen so much.
Yeah, he's cool. Some of the original Beverly Hills 90210 team may be reuniting soon. CBS Television Studios is shopping another reboot of the 1990s teen soap franchise. Actors Jenny Garth, Tori Spelling, Jason Priestley, Ian Ziering, Brian Austin Green, and Gabrielle Carteris are said to be on board for the new edition, which will be steered by the creators of the previous iteration of the series, CW's 90210. The studio reportedly has early interest from multiple outlets. And Cardi B talked about what she's looking forward to in the new year.
I'm very excited for 2019. Like, I just feel like it's gonna be a reset. 2018 was the good, bad, and the ugly year. Like, a lot of good, but a lot of bad, a lot of ugly, all mixed together.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.